Shmaitzu Shir Monday night or Lates
Kislev
Tovshin Ayin Dalet. We're in Shmaitzu Vav. We're going to start. He's talking about Eidechad Negagro, Rubadisa come, Rubadlesa come on. We'll start with the paragraph Ulafi Zanira. Yeah, Ulafi Zanira. When we say an Eidechad is Neman against a Rov, Ulafi Zanira. Shmaitzavah Perek Zayin Ulafi Zanira. It's around the middle of the Perek, I think. Maybe a little more towards the end. Ulafi Zanira Dehod Eidechad Neman Neged Harov. Hainu Baruba Deisa Kamon. The whole question of Rov and Miyad is because it's a Taruvos, and which is created through the Sofek. We all know the Klal, Miyak Chero, Miyak Treva. That's why they're mixed up. That's what it means to be mixed up. In the butchers, right? Avogad Dasham Rov Trefos or Rov Chelev, but it's a Ruba de Isa Kamon. So if the eight knows what's what, even though eight. Shinodalo Zuak Shera Vizu Hashuman Vain Bakhala Taru Vosum came if he divided in the Bakhal Rov Klal, and therefore he's Neman. Abu Baruba the lesser come on, we're going Rov Behemus Ainon Trefos. Ubo Edechod the Omar Shanim Samachat Bakhalal Hagufa Gayotse, and the eight is saying that it's a trefa. So Niradain Edechod Naman, he's Taka not Neman because he's Taka Kenegat a Rov, and if he's not Neman Kenegat Chazoka, he's certainly not Neman Kenegat a Rov. They ain't Edechad Neman Lord Kenegat Rov, and there even the Divrei Ha'ed, he is Kenegat a Rov. The Haruba the Lesser come on, ain't no Machmas Taruvos, not because of a mixture of different, the set of Dvorim Asurim and the set of Dvorim Mutorim, and they got mixed together. El a Rov if they Atmo, it stands on its own. It's a force in the Teva, Habriya, that most animals are kosher. That's what's called a Ruba, the lesser Kamon. In fact, that's what the word lesser Kamon means. That's what the word lesser Kamon means. Wait, we need a place for Pesach.
Pesach.
I'll go to
a hotel for Pesach.
When you say
Tosh,
the cow is
great. Kosher. The lesser come on. In Eidechad saying, I know it's a trefa.
And then when we sit down and barbecue a cow and eat it in front of his face, don't he feel bad?
Are you asking a question?
Yeah. Doesn't he feel bad? Doesn't he feel like he's off the
leash? You want to know how we deal with the Benodim Lachavero?
No, the whole there's a certain aspect of this.
So don't do it. You want to know if every soul Solanta would say not to do it in his face?
I'm just saying it's hard to hear that we kind of just ignore the guy, even though...
We tell him he's not Neman.
Yeah, but so...
Rob is
saying that...
He's not allowed to eat it. But he has a different print in it. Here we go again.
I know.
So that's what you're doing. But why bring that up here? Like, what do you care about the guy's feelings? You're afraid his feelings will be hurt.
No. He's
not that one. He's not that one.
What? That he's lying? Not that he's lying.
Not that he's lying. He's not Neman. You don't have to say the words he's lying. Here we go again. You don't have to say he's lying to say he's not Neman. He doesn't have enough belief to break through the forces that are arrayed against him. He's not believed enough. When I want to lend you $10,000, I don't have to think because I hold you're not going to pay me back and you're a ganav and you're a terrible person. And I don't trust you that much to lend you $10,000. I don't have to get to the point of thinking that you're going to steal it from me. I don't trust you that much. I don't know. I understand those words. That's why I understand Noach Miktanei Emunahoy. It doesn't have to mean that he didn't think that Hashem would bring the Malbol. You don't have to get to that stage. He didn't totally, it wasn't as if it happened already. You know, there's a Madrega and a Muna where it's as if it happened already, or it's happening in front of you. So Noach believed the Malbol would come with a clarity when the Taka came, more than just when Hashem told him. And that's not to say he's a bad person. It's not to say it's Rashi's phrasing is Katani Amuna, because on the highest Madrega it would be as if it's raining in front of him when Hashem says it's going to rain. But it's just, you know, it's a degree. It's a question of degrees. So that's why I understand. That's why I understand Katani Amuna. That's why I wouldn't lend you $10,000. I mean, I may. I'm not talking about you. Yeah. $11,000. I don't know already. And that's why. And that's why you don't have to say the words "he's a liar" to say he's not Nemo.
You don't understand. You don't have to say the words if you say he's mistaken.
No, you don't. He's not. No, you don't. If I don't have to say that we don't trust him enough to go change something's status. Something's becheskas heter or becheskas iser, and he's trying to change it. Or there's a rove, there's a koach of rove in the world that says rove animals are kosher, and he's trying to change that. So he's not Nemon. He doesn't have enough. I'm honest, he doesn't have enough force, enough power. I see, there's an akuda of Havana here that.
Also, he's not against. He's not saying the robe doesn't exist either.
You know what?
Now you're
arguing with the Schmeitzer, and you're saying that just like what the Schmeitzer says by Reuben the Isa come on can be equally true by Reuben the Lesser come on. Now you're saying a new tiny. Before I get to that, I want to address the other thing first. I think there's a fundamental. There's a deep story here, a deep lumbus. I think we've touched upon a common error, which is very deep. When two Eidim tell Bezdin, Reuven killed Shimon. Yeah, and it's clear from the Rambam's Lashon. How do we think of it? We think like this: two Eidim on Emma, and that means that they say Reuven killed Shimon. So now, Beis Din knows that Reuven killed Shimon. The two Eidim told him, and they kill Reuven because they know that Reuven killed Shimon. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. The longest is Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dover. Beis Din kills the person because two Eidim said that he killed Shimon. Not because now they know. The Rambam almost says that lashon. When the Rambam calls Eidus Eidim Gzeres HaKosov, they say, what Gzeres HaKosov? But the Gemara all over Shas talks about it's the greatest force in the world of Nemonus. It doesn't work in, like, they say something, so now I know it's true. You don't know it's true. That's what the Rambam's Lashon is. I still don't know if it's true or false.
There's no middle step.
I didn't see it.
There's a din of Al Pishnai Mediak Lover.
I'm killing them because the Eidim said so, not because I know. The biggest raya of this is a Beferish of Gemara. Because the Gemara says, if Beis Din saw the Levana at night, so they can't be Mekadesh it the next day. They need Eidim to come say Eidus, or they could be the Eidim, but there has to be a structure of Eidim being made. Why? Because if Beis Din sees something, so it only works with a rule called Lotei Shmiya B'dayla Miriya. Their seeing is no worse than if Eidim said Eidus. Right? But just like they can't be Mekabel Eidus at night, right? So they can't see. So if they saw at night, so that's also an invalid equivalent of Kabbalah Zaydus, and therefore the next day they can't paskin that it's Rosh Chodesh because they saw the Levana at night, so they need an Eidus. Now, if the Pshat in Eidus would be that now the Bezdin knows, when Eidin tell the Bezdin something, now they know. So then the rule of Lotei Shemiya Gedoyla Miria would say that if Bezdin sees something, they certainly know it. Madach, they know it if Eidin tells them, so they certainly know it if they saw it. It's impossible to understand the Gemara now, because now they know the Levana was there. And if that's always how it works, because now they know, their knowledge is there the next day also, when it's daytime. Why do they need to get Kabbalah Seydus? It's like absurd. And it's a Beferish Gemara, and the Gemara is absurd. They know it. They know the Levana was there. The answer is, Bezdin never paskins al pi their own knowledge. It says, al pi shnayim eidim yokum dover. Even when they see it, Lotei Shmiya Gedoyla Miria means that the processing of the information that Eidim tell them, so now they have that piece of information. Not that they know it in their brain. They have that piece of information. They processed it. They heard it from Eidim, so they have it. And now they paskin al pi shnayim Eidim. So they can paskin al pi the Riyah. They're paskining al pi their Riyah. It doesn't say lotei yediyah gedola mishmiya. It says lotei Riyah gedola mishmiya. Lotei shmiya gedola Maria. It doesn't say lotei shmiya gedola miyediyah. It doesn't say lotei shmiya gedola miyediyah. It says lotei shmiya gedola Maria. Because the Torah didn't set up Bezdin to paskin because they know something. Bezdin's job is not to know or to not know. Their job is to process the information that comes into them.
What
kind of Gedolah Maria? Nothing.
Shmiya word to be Gedolah Maria. What kind of Shmiya?
The Gemara says in Svara, Shmiya is not going to be better than Maria. But the Gemara, you don't see why.
No.
Lotei Shmiya Gedolah Maria.
You don't need to have it yet.
No. No. My point is, if it was all boiling down to Bezdin's knowledge, then first of all, the phrase would be, if the Bezdin saw it themselves, you would just say, well, they have the knowledge because they saw it. So then the phrase would be, Lotei Shmiya Gedolah Miyediyah. But even that phrase wouldn't make sense. Because if Shmiya also is a Hechitimsa for Yediyah, then in effect you're just saying, Lotei Yediyah Gedolah Miyediyah. What you see from that phrase, and from the din of the Gemara, you don't need the phrase, I'm not being medayik in the Rasha. I'm talking about a Beferish HaHalacha that the Gemara says. If they see something at night, they can't paskin the next day based on what they saw at night. The knowledge is there. The knowledge is in their heads, it's in their brains, and that's in the daytime. The answer is that you see from the Gemara clearly, and from the Lashon Lotei Shmiya Gedolah Maria, that, and from the Rambam, Bezdin does not paskin al pi their knowledge. There's a system. They're the judicial. They're the jurists. They're the jurists, right? And they receive information. Now the source could be, most of the time the source is Shmiya. They hear Eidim say it. They hear Eidus. They hear testimony. Once in a while there'll happen a story that they'll see it, but that's seeing. The act of seeing is the processing of the information, like Shmiya. So it's not the knowledge that was created through the seeing, it's the seeing. The seeing is like hearing Eidim. So the light waves are the equivalent of the sound waves. So they process the information. So the seeing, they can't paskin al pi the seeing of night. Their knowledge is not relevant. They don't paskin al pi their knowledge. If you understand this, then you can understand why we keep saying that when you say an Ein Echad is not Neman, whether it's a Dovah Sheba Erva or it's against a chazaka, you don't get to the point of the sentence he's lying. If everything would be a hechitimtza for Beis Din to know, yeah, if everything would be a way for Beis Din to acquire knowledge, then you would be forced to say, well, why doesn't Beis Din have that knowledge? The guy told him it happened. Because he's lying. But we're not dealing with Beis Din's knowledge. We're dealing with al pi shnayim eidim yokum davar, and al pi eid echad, so to speak, yokum davar by yisurin. And if it's against the chazaka, so there's no al pi eid echad yokum davar. So there's no, the system broke down. You don't have to say he's lying because you're never dealing with Beis Din's knowledge. You hear, since we're never dealing with Beis Din's knowledge, that's like the Oimek HaInyan of Eidus, since you're not dealing with Beis Din's knowledge, so you don't have to say he's lying to say he's not now. Okay?
You don't even have to say we don't believe him.
He's not Nemun, you have to say. There's no din about Eid Echad Yochav Dover. There's no din to Paskin Al Pid.
He's not Neman.
Not Neman means
we don't believe.
You wouldn't even say you don't believe him. You would say the words don't believe him. You would say you can't Paskin Al Piv. You can't Paskin Al Piv. He's not Neman enough to Paskin Al Piv. He doesn't have the manpower, the horsepower. He doesn't have the. You need 8 cylinders to Paskin this, and he's only 6 cylinders. Whatever it is, Eidecha Neged Chazaka, or Eidecha B'Dovah Sheba'erva, whatever the case may be. You tapped on a very ikadika point, and it laid bare really the whole understanding of Eidos and based on Paskini. But this is the story, and that's why we don't have to say the aide's lying, and that's why really it's not even true to say he's not believed. That's not precise wording. The real wording would be he's not right. It's not accepted enough to paskin al pith. It's not enough. Doesn't have enough force to paskin al pith. And that's like saying Noach miktani emuna. That's like it's a harsh phrase, but it just means it's not. Not, he wasn't mamin enough to get into that teva before it started raining. Just a little below that. That's all you need. A little below that. And like I always say, by Mitzrayim it says v'yaminu ha'am, and then a year later it says v'yaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Abdo. So obviously they got more emuna that year, and they're both called v'yaminu because there's different levels of emuna.
You have to see the flip side is there's some kind of kashash that he's either mistaken or lying. If he's not believed, there has to be a kashash. For example, it was $100, not $1,000. Why would he be $1,000? Because you have a kashash, maybe you won't get it back. No. You don't care so much if it's $100, but $1,000.
No.
I care too much, so maybe I won't get it back.
No.
Otherwise, why wouldn't you lend $1,000,000? Well, I care, I'm getting it back. I know about those.
He's not Neman enough.
Meaning there's a kashash that maybe he won't.
No, it's 4 horsepower. He has 4 horsepower of Nemanis. I don't see why you have to say, like, I'm chayshin him to. I'm not chayshin him. He's Neman, so he's not Neman enough. One-eighth says Reuven killed Shimon. He's not Neman enough to kill Reuven based on his testimony.
I think the main question is, like, why not? That he's concerned in Neman.
That's already asking the Torah's reason, but in the mechanics of the din, it doesn't play a role. Could be the Torah's reason. I mean, the Torah is rational. The Torah, you know, the Torah must have had a reason. So you say the reason is because we can't take the risk that one person made a mistake. But that doesn't affect the mechanics of the law. It's like saying, why did the Torah say, you know, you're not allowed to do Malacha Shabbos? Really, that goes into the gather of why the Torah said it. But we only have to deal with the mechanics of the halacha. And that's why, the marshal. That's why you say he's not nevertheless against the Reuven the lesser. Come on, he's not nevertheless.
Well, once you say the basement of the idea is not really shyest, so then the whole to use the word believe is difficult.
It's not really the precise word. The real word is when the basement paskins al pi. The Torah doesn't say the word believe. That's our word. The Torah is al pi shnayim eidim yokum dov. Based in should pass it a din based on the testimony of two witnesses. Doesn't say Bezdin believes two witnesses, and then they know that it's true, and once they know it's true, they pass it the halacha. That's not the way it goes.
We need a new word for Nehemiah. We need a new definition for Nehemiah.
Al Pishnayim made the Yochum Dabar based on the testimony. An Eid Echad, the Isurin, you could paskin the din of Isser Veheter based on the testimony of one witness. But when it's connected to Chazoka, you can't paskin al piv. That's the Lashon HaPosuk is very, very precise. Yokum Dovar to establish a reality based on the testimony of two witnesses. And you can't establish a reality, or maybe Dovar means a din. Probably Yochum Dover either means the din or the reality of the disease. I don't know why. It's not so clear to me. I can see two stars there. What the word Dover refers to. It could be the din that Bezdin paskins, or it could be the reality of the testimony the guy's giving. But again, the Rambam's Lashon is Afal Pish. I mean, you're really better than the Rambam's Lashon. Afal Pish, Einam Yodim, and MS and Shekin. That's like amazing words the Rambam says. He's talking about Beth and Paskening al Pishnei Eidim. And he uses the words Afal Pishenim Yodim and members of Shekin. So a Balabah, you know, learning Balabah, that you'd say, yeah, because maybe they're lying. But that means in Lundus also, it's not the Pshad that the Bezdin now know. I mean, that's what you see for the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The favorite of Gemara.
They knew by Hezbon that the Eidus is not true. They wouldn't take it. Right? They knew the Hezbon
is a lie. Of course, if you know testimony is a lie, so that means, what does testimony mean? What does the word testimony mean? What does the word witness mean? I'm not trying to fool you. What witness? What does the word witness mean?
Noun or
what
verb?
Does the word witness mean?
Noun or verb?
Verb, noun. That's not a trick question. What does the word witness mean? To see. So when a Bezdin, an aide talking to Bezdin, what is he doing? He's witnessing? He's being magid, the aides. Al Pishnayim Eidim. He's bearing testimony. He's telling the testimony to Beis Din. He's telling the witness. So he's painting a picture to the Beis Din. If you know he's not painting a picture, then he's painting a mirage. If you know it's a lie, so he's not bearing testimony. He's not a witness. He didn't witness anything. If you happen to know, I don't know how you would know.
Beis Din says he might.
Yeah,
the Bezdin says he might away Yisam last night.
So that's Hazama. That's Hazama.
Even though it's the Bezdin, it's not too able.
If you have a situation of what's called Vahoruk Baraglov, that the guy shows up, the Tysus even asks, why is it a tray of tray? You know, so Tysus says, you know, because it's not. No, but the longest is because it's not a chetza of. He's not a witness. Testimony means. The truth is, again, we use the words a little too sloppily. There's Eidus and Hagodus Eidus. Eidus is witnessing. Hagodus Eidus is testimony. The definition of testimony is bearing witness. You're telling over what you witnessed. If Lu Yitzuya Bezdin knows that it's not a chetz of Hagodas Eidus, He's not bearing testimony. He's not saying what he saw. The Beis Din knows he's not saying what he saw. He's telling you over a fiction story. So it's not Eidus. It's not Hagodas Eidus. They know it's not Hagodas Eidus. Tell us, how does Beis Din ever know? Okay, so that's what you're asking me. If Beis Din knows, if he's lying. The Beis Din knows he's lying, so it's not a Hefza of the breakdown in the system is that it's not Hagodas Eidus. Not Stam. No, that's an important point. It's not Stam. Oh, you see, if Beis Din knows he's lying, they don't believe him. So you see, Beis Din always believes him. Terence is a very good point, and it's not true. It's not because Beis Din doesn't believe him. The breakdown is that they know it's not Hagodas Eidus. They know he's not bearing testimony. He's not bearing witness. The definition of Hagodas Eidus is testimony. Eidus is witnessing. Hagodas Eidus means bearing witness. And the word for bearing witness is testimony. In Hebrew, you don't have a word. You really just say, when we call them Eidim, Shailas, how do you know they're Eidim? It really does get more and more complicated. Because how do you know that they witnessed anything? There has to be some element of belief. Or else you don't know that they're witnesses. How do you know they're witnesses? Because the Torah doesn't say, we can't get into this tonight. The Torah doesn't say, Apishnei Anoshim Yakum Gover. It says, Apishnei Eidim. So you should ask me, how do you know they're Eidim? Maybe they're not Eidim. So, but we don't believe them, you say. There's a level of belief, but you don't paskin up that belief. That belief is just enough to accept their testimony and to say, "Oh, we have in front of us alpishnayim eidim," but it's not enough to kill a guy. It's like Noach Mitanei Emuna. Okay, we'll stop here.